Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三我们都会给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you. All right, Summer, you seemed upset all day. What's wrong?
It's about a celebrity couple that I really like has just announced their divorce, and I feel I'm not happy anymore.
It's all right. These kind of things happen. Every day there seems to be news about a celebrity going through divorce.
哎，是吗？最近娱乐圈啊，就是又有一对官宣离婚的，而且还是我很喜欢的颖宝，就是赵丽颖和冯绍峰。You didn't know how sweet they were, and I didn't expect them to break up within only 3 years.
Well, the only thing I want to know is how they ended their relationship. Was it ugly?
Not at all. They broke up peacefully, in the right way.
I know that many celebrities managed to turn their divorce into a big drama.
是的，像冯绍峰他们呢，三年前呢，官宣在一起的时候，其实还挺突然的。然后现在离婚呢也算是和平分手，一点都不 drama。 不过因为确实离婚这个话题啊很常见，所以英语中呢有很多相关的表达。 When talking about divorce, there are many words and phrases we can use, right?
Oh yeah, so let's talk about that today.
Okay, 那今天的笔记啊也都给大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Alright, so first, let's look at some expressions that we can use to replace the word divorce.
Okay, 讲到离婚嘛，大家肯定都知道 divorce, 但其实还有很多其他的表达。For example, break up.
Sure, if these two words are separated, it's a phrasal verb. You break up with someone. But if it's written together, it's a noun, meaning the ending of a relationship.
对，分开就是一个短语动词 break up with.如果是一个名词呢，就合成词 break up， 然后重音是在前面。So Colin, what do you usually do after break up? You've gone through that, right?
Yeah, sure. It's painful, and usually I would just drink my troubles away. Anyway, there's a similar expression we can use, and that's split or split up.
Yeah, split 这个词就是分开的意思，所以呢也可以表示分手。So do we say split or split up?
Well, both are okay, and we can even say split from or split with. For example, after being together for 3 years, the couple split, or the couple split up, or the man split with his wife, or the man split from his wife.
Wow, 我知道 split up 是分手的意思，但是不知道这么多介词都可以用 split, split up, split with, split from.
Yeah.All of them can mean the same thing, and that's to end a marriage or a relationship. Oh, the word end is also a simple word we can use to end a marriage or end a relationship.
Sure, 结束一段感情嘛，所以就是很直译的，就可以用到这个 end a relationship. 然后我也知道一个很简单的单词 part 也有分开的意思 Like, we can also say he parted his wife, right?
Not he parted his wife, He parted from his wife, meaning they have started to live apart. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a divorce, you know, but they are not together.
Okay.
And this is a subtle way to announce a breakup. You can say, we decided to take some time apart.
Okay, 所以不说 part somebody, 而说 part from somebody.
Right.
或者还可以说 take some time apart, 就是说我们想要分开一段时间，很委婉啊。让我想起赵丽颖她官宣离婚的时候啊，她的英文版的宣言中呢，也用到了 apart 这个单词。她说他们聚少离多，就是 they were apart often and gathered less.
All right, so these are some everyday expressions we would use, but there's also a formal word you should know. It's a verb, dissolve.
Dissolve? How do you use it?
Well, it means to officially end a marriage, but it's often used in the passive tense, So we can say their marriage was dissolved.
Oh, 这个 dissolve 就可以表示解除。比如说解除婚姻关系就是 the marriage was dissolved。而且这个词还挺好记的，是不是一个 dis, 一个否定前缀加上 solve, 解决这个单词组成的 dis and solve, right?
Right. If you don't want to solve the problems in your marriage, then you dissolve it.
Right.那我们刚刚讲了这么多可以用来表示分手啊离婚的表达感觉这个爱情一下就不美好了 It's kind of upset to talk about so many words about breakup, split up and divorce
Well, it's normal for two people to have different ideas and goals along the way So a breakup doesn't always have to be a bad thing as long as they're having a clean breakup
也是啊如果目标和想法都不一样了强行在一起也不幸福这时候大家就可以和平分手了那这个和平分手 Colin 刚用的表达是 a clean breakup
Right, if the breakup is clean there's a little argument yelling, fighting and finger pointing
Right, finger pointing 这个表达大家要知道太形象了就是用手指着别人就是指责推卸责任的意思比如我们说在婚姻中呢互相指责是没用的Finger pointing is of no use in a marriage.
And we can also say to break up with grace. It means to break up peacefully, a peaceful breakup.
Got it. Grace 就是优雅体面嘛，所以分手也要体面，就可以说 break up with grace. 那讲到体面，其实我们还会想到这个单词啊 decency. So can we say to break up with decency?
Yeah, you can say that.But it wouldn't be used as often as to break up with grace.
Okay, 这个 grace 使用频率还是会更高一些啊。那除此之外呢，我还知道一个单词 amicable. Is this word used also very often?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Amicable. It means done or achieved in a polite and friendly way and without arguing. For example, an amicable relationship, an amicable settlement.
Yeah, 这个 amicable 意思就是和睦的、心平气和的。很多明星官宣的时候啊，其实都会用到这个词。他们说的是经过双方认真思考和友好讨论之后，我们达成了一个双方的决定。It's a mutual decision made by both parties after careful consideration and amicable discussions.
Yeah.In public, their split would seem to be amicable, but you know, in private, who knows how ugly their discussions can be.
Right, 大实话，就是明星他们离婚嘛，表面上肯定还是和和气气的 amicable, 但是私下协议啊，离婚的样子，我们真的就不知道了。那这里呢 ，Colin 刚用到的词是 ugly, 这里不是说人很丑啊，而是说这个场面会很难堪。
Yeah, we often use ugly to mean unpleasant, an ugly situation, an ugly divorce, or an ugly discussion.
对，所以如果不是和平分手，大家就可以用到这个 ugly. They had an ugly divorce. Situation turned to be ugly.
Exactly. All right, the days are long. The past is very good. Hope the future is even better.
How did you know this line?
Well, I did my own research.
这句话大家熟不熟悉啊？日子很长，过去很好，愿未来更好。这就是冯绍峰和赵丽颖他们官宣离婚的时候发的微博。所以他们也是和平分手嘛，所以就希望他们呢未来都好吧。
So that's all the time we have for today.
All right, 最后再告诉大家一个好消息啊。最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带大家一起来学习7天。这个活动呢，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学。但是现在限量200个名额，所以想报名免费体验的，大家赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。